Good morning. It's Monday, January 25th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today is likely to be rainy, with a high of 49 degrees, and a low of 47. In our top story, many North Carolina hospitals and local health departments will receive fewer or no new vaccine doses from the state this week, forcing hundreds of vaccination appointments to be canceled. Instead, many of the state's 120,000 doses will go toward large-scale vaccination events, including events at Charlotte Motor Speedway and Bank of America Stadium. Several Western North Carolina hospitals are canceling hundreds of appointments. Cone Health, which serves the Triad, says it had to cancel 10,400 vaccination appointments in the coming week. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services says the state is getting such a small amount of vaccine that there will be challenges and shortages in trying to ensure equitable access while getting shots into arms quickly. In more coronavirus news, North Carolina has identified its first case of a new, highly infectious strain of the virus. DHHS says the variant was found in a sample from an adult in Mecklenburg County. No other information about the case was released. Scientists in the United Kingdom concluded the variant made up most of the cases found in England in December and was spreading rapidly throughout the nation. The CDC says nearly 200 cases have been reported in 21 states as of January 22. DHHS said finding the variant in North Carolina was expected, but concerning at a time when the state is already seeing high numbers of cases. The good news is that North Carolina cases, hospitalizations and rate of positive tests have all dipped in recent days. Still, the state has had four straight days of more than 100 deaths a day. In politics news, Governor Roy Cooper and the Catawba Indian Nation have signed a revenue-sharing agreement that clears the way for Vegas-style gambling to be offered at a planned resort in Kings Mountain. Federal approval is still needed for the type of gaming agreed to by Cooper, but the Catawbas say the deal with the state means construction can now start at the site. It's a big step in the tribe's seven-year effort to open a casino in North Carolina. Besides bingo halls, North Carolina has two casinos in Cherokee and Murphy, both operated by the Eastern Band of the Cherokee. And finally, Randy Pardon, the brother of country music star Dolly Pardon and the former manager of a failed music venue in Roanoke Rapids, has died. He was 67. Dolly Pardon said he's survived by his wife, two children and two grandchildren. She said his last recording was on her Christmas album release last year. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.